This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
There has been a recent uptick in some flu cases throughout the region. You were saying you haven't really seen too much on your side with the pharmacy. But talk to me a little about the flu shots. People, are they getting more during this time of year, or is this actually starting to decrease?
Well, yeah, we have not seen an uptick in flu here at our two pharmacies. Not that it hasn't happened in the community, but it's still early. Although we're coming off of Thanksgiving, where people get together with family and friends, so you know this is the time of year it can be a concern. Relative to vaccinations, you know, we've been providing flu vaccines in the community for about 15 years now. And we did see a steady rise of people responsibly getting vaccinated for the flu prior to COVID. And then those first couple of years of COVID, we saw a spike in those interested in getting vaccinated for both flu and COVID. But unfortunately, you know, 5 years after COVID, you know, we're seeing a decrease in patients receiving flu shots in our community. I think the reason is the negative connotation brought to vaccines in general throughout the COVID pandemic. So that's concerning to us, because we feel as healthcare providers that vaccinating against flu and COVID in the community, you know, helps not only protect the individual that's vaccinated, but it also helps those immune compromised and elderly. And we've unfortunately seen, although not common, fortunately, we've seen cases of COVID. We still test for COVID here at the pharmacy, and we just dispensed two Paxlovid prescriptions yesterday for an immune compromised patient who's now in the hospital dealing with some unfortunate COVID symptoms.
Now, I think it's really interesting that you bring up that people, there's like almost like a stigma with getting these flu shots. And I've heard this argument so many times where people compare getting this year's flu shot as in getting the last year's Super Bowl tickets. Is there any validity to that, or is that kind of like a silly claim?
Well, I think I'm not clear on that, but I've seen, you know, we've got two different flu shots every season. We have the high dose, which is specific for our senior patients over the age of 65. Fortunately, that population, you know, through education, through interaction with their physicians, the senior population, immune compromised, those dealing with different disease states, you know, they're quick to get the flu vaccine and protect themselves. Really, my concern has been with the majority of the population, those patients under the age of 65. And, you know, we've had a vaccine called Afluria. It's our regular dose vaccine. you know, I receive the vaccine every year. I'm still under the age of 65. And, you know, it's not, we vaccinate not just to protect ourselves, but we vaccinate to protect the community. We're all out there interacting with very young people in the community. We're interacting with senior citizens. We're interacting with immune compromised, those suffering diseases. And when we're not vaccinated, if we do happen to come in contact with flu or COVID, our symptoms can be a bit more severe, and our probability of passing that on and affecting people who are immune compromised and elderly go up. So, you know, if we vaccinate, it just gives us the tools. It gives us the boost in our immune system to fight both COVID and flu quicker, hopefully keeping our viral loads down lower, and our chances of spreading it to those that it can be more harmful to decreases.
Now, is there any correlation between cold weather and the flu, or can the flu really just start spiking at any time of the year?
Well, I think you'd have to talk to the specialists on that one. You know, my specialty is pharmacy, and, you know, I'm educated in the medicines to treat. But, you know, I think it's been my understanding, you know, we do see seasonal spikes in influenza, the flu, and seasonal spikes in COVID, although COVID seems to be with us in lower levels, fortunately, 12 months of the year. But the flu does seem to spike seasonally. And, you know, I think it's really more about the cold weather pushes us indoors. I think the cold weather brings us closer together. And I think with that, the chances of spreading viruses increases.
All right, Don, is there anything else about this that maybe I didn't ask you, you'd think it'd be important to add?
No. I think that's a good summary of, you know, where we are. I think, again, it's early, Christmas being tomorrow. I think we'll have to, if you'd like to revisit in January, February, which is traditionally when we see a more prevalence of both flu and, of course, RSV, the respiratory virus that's still in our community.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.